Hello, this is Lynn, and I am coming to you from Durham, North Carolina. I just got through with a very, very satisfying choir practice with the Filipino choir. We're learning a few songs that we're going to be singing for our annual Simbang Gabi Mass, which will take place on Friday, December 17th. 7 o'clock p.m. will be the start of the Mass at Immaculate Conception Parish in Durham. Now, the Filipinos have this tradition that dates from the mid-1800s of the Simbang Gabi Mass, or Misa de Gallo Mass. It's a novena, nine Masses, that is said 9 days before Christmas. It's in preparation for the Christmas Eve. But since the Filipino community in central North Carolina is still pretty small, we only do one of the Masses. And so we generally choose the third Friday of December, which falls within the 9 days of the traditional Simbang Gabi Novena Masses. And so the director of the Filipino choir, Myra, has just given birth to her third child, a boy, last October. So I agreed to take on the Filipino choir while she's doing her maternity leave. And it's been a very rewarding experience. I really enjoy the company of these people. When I first joined them, I often said that it was a way for me to be in touch with my inner Filipino. And it's just been wonderful singing songs in Tagalog and just having the fellowship of all these people. It's just wonderful. And now to be able to hear the progress that they're making in the songs that we're doing, it's really, really rewarding. We're doing a lot of the songs that's written by a group of Jesuits from the Philippines, the Jesuit Music Ministry, whose music is really, I guess you could say, prevalent throughout the Philippines. And of course, a lot of Filipinos in the Filipino diaspora have adopted a lot of these songs as their own. So it's really, really a rewarding experience to be able to do this with them and for them. So that's basically it on this beautiful fall afternoon, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Last Sunday of the church year, actually, Christ the King Sunday. So I hope everyone has a blessed Thanksgiving, and if you're in the United States. And until next time, take care and God bless.